James walks home, the weight of the world on his small shoulders. Scraped knees and a swollen eye, a story the schoolyard told us. The taunts, the shoves, the cruel laughter ringing in his ears. A knot of anger, a seed of hate watered by his tears. He clenches his fist, the sharp edges of a broken dream. Want it all to fade away, a silent, desperate scream. He holds the stone cool and smooth, a silent, heavy blade. Make him disappear, he whispered, from this world, from me. A wish cast into the darkness, a pact with the unknown, to erase the face that haunts his days, to finally be alone. The morning light, a hesitant dawn, the school gates loom ahead. A hollow feeling in his chest, a sense of growing dread. He scans the room, a familiar space, yet something feels so wrong. The empty desk where shadows used to lurk now hold a stranger strong. Ted, his friend, his comrade in arms, a shared disdain. Between them, cold and distant, a different game. No shared glances, no knowing smiles, just averted eyes and lies. A silence heavy, more profound than any schoolyard cry.
He holds the stone. Disappear, he whispers, from this world, for me. A wish cast into the darkness, a pact with the unknown, to erase the face that haunts his days, to finally be alone. The bully's gone, but a different fear, a new unease is ready. Ted's changed too, a loyal friend, now a stranger in his sight. What power lies within this stone? What darkness in the night? Stone remains, a weight in his pocket, a secret he can't confess. James stands alone in a world he wished for, a strange kind of loneliness. The bully's gone, but the echoes linger, a whisper in the breeze. And the stone, the stone remembers beneath the silent trees.